Hey everybody, welcome to the Street Cop Podcast. This is Ellie Alfonso, and I teach legal use of force for the law enforcement professional. 111. Hey everybody, I wanted to jump on here real quick and just talk about something that people ask me about all the time, and that's like, quote unquote, what are some of the things that I can do to improve my chances in a use of force encounter? So there is no quick fix, but one of the things that we can take ownership of as officers, it's very simple, is how we lay out our gear, right? How is our duty belt set up? How is our vest set up if we have an outer carrier? Do we know where our handcuffs are? Can we get to them with both hands? If not, do we have two sets of handcuffs? If your agency allows you to carry fixed blades or folders, do we have it offset to our lethal weapon so you have lethal weapon on both sides of your body? I keep one inside my vest, so I have lethal weapon on right side, left side, and one inside my vest in case I'm mounted and I can't get to my hips and get to my weapons there. But if you don't know where your gear is, and if you don't know how to get to your gear, and you don't practice pulling this equipment under stress, then when you need it the most, it's going to fail you. You're going to get frustrated because you're not going to be able to get it, and it's going to cost you precious time. So when you set up your vest and you set up your duty belt, as simple as it sounds, you'd be surprised how many officers don't do it purposefully, right? Maybe an FTO tells them, do it like this, I like it like this. But once you have your belt set up and your vest set up, can you get to your OC? Can you get to your baton? I was never a fan of having my baton behind my gun because I don't want what's called a slip and capture where I think I'm going for my gun, but I grab my baton handle instead. That's just personal preference. But take 2 minutes tonight, look at your belt, look at your outer vest if you have one, and are you comfortable where everything is? Can you get to everything in different positions? And if you can't, rearrange your belt system, rearrange your vest, and then just practice reaching for things, snapping, unsnapping cases. My external vest, I have a handcuff case that was very hard to unsnap. So I have to constantly play with it until I got to a point where I could comfortably, unsnap that handcuff case. So if I had to do it in stress, it was okay, I can do it. So these are all little things that when you put them together, they put you in a better position that under stress, in a critical incident, now you're going off of muscle memory. You know where everything is. So take a few minutes tonight, look at your gear. And if you like the way it's set up and you're comfortable with it, keep it. If you can improve on something, change it and practice it to become second nature. Have a good night. Stay safe.